Okay, Parshas Vayera. So we'll say over some Berlach we've said over in the past, and some new, and it's from all over. I saw things during the week, and I tried to look it up tonight. I couldn't remember where I saw it. So, there's a pamphlet, Wellsprings of Torah, that I used also, from there also, just to give credit where credit is due. Okay, Parshas Vayera. Start off with a story that we start over probably every year, but a nice story. Parsha starts off with the three malachim. Avram just had his bris milah, and Vayeri lo Hashem be'loni mamre v'hu yoyshei pesach on chayon yoyim. What happens? Vayisa eino vayar, Avram looks up his eyes, v'hine shiloisha anoshim nitzavu olav. Three men are standing by him, vayar, vayorot, so crossing runs towards them, pesach v'shtach o'arzo. And Rashi tells us, why were the three malachim? Says Rashi in Perek Yudchas Pasuk Beis, Vehine Shiloisha Anoshim Echad Lavase Sarah. One to inform Sarah she's going to have a son Yitzchak. V'Echad Lafay Ches Sdaim. One to turn over Sdaim. V'Echad Lerapay Ches Avram. And one to heal Avram. She'ein Malach Echad Oisa Shnei Shluchiyos. One Malach can't do two missions, two jobs. So we needed a separate Malach for each one of these jobs. And Rashi brings a raya, because the whole parasha is B'Roshim Rabim, V'Yoyimru Elov, they said to him, and by the Besura, it says V'Yoyimer, he said. It was only one Malach speaking to Sarah, not all of the Malachim. It says in Roshim Yochid, that it was only one Malach. And then Rashi adds on, Raphael, Sharipa, yes, Avram, Raphael, the Malach Raphael, hailed Avram, Holach Misham, Rahatzel, Asloit. From there, we continued on to save the save light. Okay. So a famous story, which I'm sure you've heard before. No, I've said it over before. I'll save you some time. Rav Shlomo Klugler became Rav in the city abroad, became Rav in Brisbane. Rav Shlomo Klugler became Rav at the very beginning of his Rabbonus. There was a Bris Milah supposed to take place on the 8th day. It came the 8th day, and Rav Shlomo Klugler sees that no one's doing anything, no action, as if there's no bris today. People are waiting around, nothing's happening. So we ask somebody, what's happening? Isn't supposed to be a bris milah today, a bris? So they tell him that unfortunately the father of the newborn baby is deathly sick, is deathly ill, crisis, and they want to wait until the baby until the father dies, to be able to name the father as the son after his father. To be able to give the baby the same name that his father had, to name the baby. So they wouldn't name the baby the father's name while the father was still alive. So the minig in this city was to wait, if such a situation arose, until the patira, and then after the patira, they would make the bris and give the baby the father's name. Rav Shlomo Klugler hears that, he says just the opposite. Be mal the baby right away. ASAP. Be mal the baby right away, right now. So made a big tumult, new Rav in town. The minig hamakom is to wait for years. This is the tradition in the town. When such a situation unfortunately arises, they wait until after the patira, and here the new rav in town is telling them to go ahead and make the bris right away. Okay, the rav prevailed, he won out, they made the bris right away, and they gave the child a different name, and lo and behold, the father starts to improve, and he takes a turn for the better, and at the end of the week, the father has a refuah, and he's healthy. And the word spreads around the whole city. A Maifis, what the Rav did, such a miracle he performed. He came, we wanted to wait, and the Rav told us, make the Bris Milah, he saved the father, about Maifis. So Shlomo Klugler said, I'm not a Navi, I'm not the son of a Navi. I learned it from Rashi in Parshas Vayera. What happened in Parshas Vayera? Rashi tells us that there were three Malach. One Malach came to inform Sarah about Yitzchak, one Malach came to turn over to Zadayim, one Malach to heal Avram. And that Malach, after healing Avram, went to save Lot. All of a sudden, the same Malach had to do a second job. Up until now, every single mission required a separate Malach. There's a shortage of Malach in the Shemayim. They couldn't send another Malach to go and to save Lot. After the Malach healed Avram, the Teretz is poshut. That Lot wasn't zeichet to have a Malach come on his own. Lot didn't deserve his own Malach. But once Raphael came, he was down here already, to heal Avram, once he was here, Sa'agav Avram, Lot was Zeichet to be saved also. But Lot wasn't Zeichet, didn't have enough Zechusim to bring down his own Malach. Said Rav Shlomo Klugler, the same is true. The father is very sick. The father needs a refuah. Eliyahu Hanavi comes to a bris. Eliyahu HaMelech comes to a bris. The father wasn't zeicha for Eliyahu to come to him and to give him a refuah. But since Eliyahu Hanavi comes down to the bris, once Eliyahu Hanavi comes, Memela, he's here, Halach Misham will go to heal the father also. So therefore I said to make the bris, Eliyahu Hanavi came, and when he found it and the father was sick, he was able to bring the father a refuah. Sometimes a person's not zeicha on his own to have a malach, to have a schus, to have a yeshua. But it comes to agav somebody else. Somebody else can affect others. A person never knows. A person does a mitzvah, a person does a chesed, a person doesn't know, first of all, how he's helping himself, and second of all, a person never knows the effect that it has on others. Sometimes it can be a malach comes down and helps somebody else. Sometimes it can be by doing a chesed one way, you're helping out somebody else and causing a yeshua. So when a person does a chesed, it's not only for himself, not only for somebody else, but a person could accomplish a lot, and a person is not even aware sometimes how far a chesed or a mitzvah that he does could travel. The parasha starts off with the whole story of the malachim coming to Avraham Avinu. And the pasukim go into great detail, every detail that Avraham and Sarah did to prepare for the guests. Starting with pasuk Dalet, Yukach no mat mayin, take a little bit of water, v'rachatz v'ragleichem, wash your feet, v'ishan tachas eitz, and lean under the tree, v'etcha pasalachem, I'll take a loaf of bread, and eat the loaf of bread, v'yimah Avram, hurry, prepare the kemach soilis, the ugois, v'la boko, rots Avram, Avram runs to the cattle, he takes a ben boko, v'yikach chemo, v'cholov, butter, milk, and he gives it to them, tachas eitz, v'yachelu, and Rashi tells us, shalosh v'shalos b'chado. He gave them three tongues with mustard. Tongues was a delicacy. Gave them malachim three tongues to eat. The shech three shvarim. The pasuk goes into detail the whole menu of Avraham fed the malachim from beginning to end. The pasuk tells us. Later on, we find in the parasha, in Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Lamed Gimel, the pasuk also tells us about Avraham Avinu's achnosos achim. In Chof Aleph Lamed Gimel, the pasuk tells us, "Vayita Eishel b'Be'er Shava, Vayikra Shom b'Shem Hashem Kel Olam." Avram planted an Eishel in Be'er Shava, and he called out the name of Hashem. What an Eishel! Some Rashi brings down a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. One says it was a paradise to bring fruits. He planted trees and he brought fruits to the guests. And one says it was an achsanya, an inn, a hotel. And Avram fed the guests in his inn. And through the food that he gave to the guests, he brought people closer to Hashem. Eshel stands for Achila, Shasiya, Levia, eating, drinking, and escorting somebody. How do we treat a guest? You give a guest to eat, to drink, and then you allow for the guest, you walk the guest out. Says of Tzadok HaKayim. It's very, very strange. Where does the Torah describe in detail the Achdosis Acham of Avraham Avinu, the menu and what he did? At the beginning of the parasha. Who was Avram feeding at the beginning of the parasha? Malachim. Rashi means down, the Malachim don't even eat. They may believe they ate. It turns out, all the preparations that Avram did, and Sarah did, with the bread, and the bakar, and the chem, and the cholov, the mayim, whatever they did at the beginning of the parasha, wasn't really necessary. Malachim don't eat. Malachim don't need it. They may believe they ate. Why does the Torah describe in detail the menu and everything Avram did, dafka by the malachim? Later on, Vayita Eshel, Avram zachnos asarchim, one pasuk, a few words, Avram planted a tree and in, and that was his chesed. It doesn't describe by human guests what Avram did. Dafka by the malachim, the Torah goes out of its way to describe action by action, pasuk by pasuk, what Avram did. And not only that, but the Medrash brings down that for every action Avram did, his children, we are zeicha to Yeshua's. The Medrash brings down, Mischus to Mayim, Mischus to the Be'er of Miriam, Be'er of Miriam, Mischus to Lechem, Mischus to the Mon, Mischus to Ben Bako, Mischus to the Salav in the Minbar. V'sha'anu tachas ha'etz is a Medrash that brings down the Mitzvah of Sukkah, Mischus to the Mitzvah of Sukkah, because Avram made for him a place to stay underneath of the Eitz. Of all the places, by the mitzvah Avram did for the malachim, that's where all of our schusim came from. And that's where the Torah goes into detail to describe the achnosas archim. Describe it when he did it to human beings. Why by malachim, where it wasn't even necessary? Malachim don't need it. And says in Tzadok HaKayin a few words. and he says, "Umikol gemilas chasadim shel Avraham Avinu of Hashomayim v'achnasas archem sheloi of all the gemilas chesed and achnasas archem of Avraham Avinu loy niska b'toyra l'shvach el masha also malachim." The Torah only praises what he did to the malachim. Shloihoyu v'zeh shum ma'isa shel gemilas chasadim al emes klal. There really was no chesed of preparing food for the malachim. Shehem loy hutzuchu l'zeh l'chol zeh klal. Malachim don't need food. Rak l'chvoy v'huchuchu l'yizkoichim. The malachim made believe they ate to honor Avram. So why dafka here does the Torah go into detail and describe all of the menu and whatever Avram did? V'ein b'zeh elo hamachshava v'harotzen hatoiv shel Avram moving Moshom. To teach us that the ikir in doing a mitzvah is not the result, but rather the machshava, the effort, the kaiches that a person puts into doing the mitzvah. Shel Avraham Avinu l'haydia shezeh ha'ikir mikol ha'maisim b'shtadlus v'avoydas ha'odom. The ikir is the shtadlus, the effort that a person puts in, the avoydah, the work that he puts in, the preparation that he puts into the mitzvah. Sheloi l'hashkiach al gemar maisa. Not to put the ikir on the end of the maisa. It's not up to us whether we finish the maisa or not. What's up to us is how we prepare to do the mitzvah. The kaiches we put into doing the mitzvah, the ability, the time, the effort we put into doing the mitzvah, that's what's up to us. So the Torah goes out of its way to describe the hachnosis achm Avram did for Malachim, to tell you, we're praising Avram Avinu, because look how he does hachnosis achm. Look at all the effort he put into it. Look at all the kaiches. He took such good care. And even though in that particular case, it really wasn't necessary. It was only for the Malachim who aren't eating anyway. Doesn't matter. The ikir is the rotzayin, the machshava, the tshuka, the effort, the kaiches, the desire that a person has to do a mitzvah. And if Tzadik starts off this piece, it's in Divrei Seferim, Ois Chaf Aleph, he starts off with these words, ikir zchus hishtadlus adam b'olam hazeh, the main zchus a person has in this world, is rakacheshek sheyeshmoy la'asas v'tzadis baruch, is the desire that he has to do the rotzayin Hashem. Avo gemar ha'maisa, but the result, the end of the Maisa, is all from Hashem. It's not up to a person. And therefore the Torah Dafka teaches us and demonstrates the Shvach of Avram by the Malachim, where it wasn't necessary to teach us, don't look at the Gemara Maisa. A person's Iker is the Ratzon, the Machshava, the Shtadlus, the Kayach that he puts into it. The Akeda is the same. The Akeda is the Schus we have for Doiris, Adayom Ezeh, the Akeda. Avram Avinu never sacrificed Yitzchak, never brought Yitzchak for a carbon. And yet the Akedah is the epitome of the Tennis Yainis, and that's the schus that we have. But Avram never did it. Why is the Akedah such a big schus? Same idea. It's the cheshek, the preparation, the effort, the kayach that Avram put into it. The Gemara Maisa doesn't matter. The Torah is teaching us it's the kayach a person puts into doing a mitzvah. It's the desire, it's the effort that a person puts into doing a mitzvah. When it comes to Achnosis Archim, don't worry about the Gemara Maisa, how it's going to work out. The person does his job. Just do. The Chofetz Chaim says our job is to do. We do. How it works out, the Gemara Maisa, that's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our job is to do. When it comes to Achnosas Archim, so we know so many stories of G'daylim who went out of the way for the mitzvah Achnosas Archim. The Avnei Nezer, short little story. The Avnei Nezer, once a guest was staying in his house. And the Avnei Nezer went out of his way to mechabe the guest. And he made the bed for him, bought him food, and the guest protested. And he said, I'm a poshut yid, I'm a simple person. There's no reason that the Rav has to go ahead and has to treat me like I'm a special guest. I'm a poshut yid. The Avnei Nezer said to him, look across the street. Across the street there was a tannery where they took skins of an animal and they processed the skins of the animal. And he said to this guest, look at that tannery across the street. When the skins of the animal go in, they're plain old skins of an animal. But when they take those skins and they process them and they turn into be used for tefillin, they're able to be used for tefillin, they have kedusha. They become a chayfetz shel mitzvah and they have kedusha. He said, when you're my guest in my house, you are enabling me to do a mitzvah of achnasas archim. If that's the case, you're a dova kadosh. You're a chayfetz shel mitzvah, you're a dova kadosh, and now that you're a dova kadosh, I have to treat you with respect. You're a chayfetz shel mitzvah. The Chazonish, a similar ma'isam. Reb Chaim Brim was once had to stay over in Bnei Barak and stayed over in the house of the Chazonish. The Chazonish was mechabed him. And Reb Chaim Brim protested and said, the Chazonish, it's not right. The Chazonish told him the following lashon. An esrig does not tell the balabas what to do. In other words, just like an esrig is a chayfet shel mitzvah, when you're my guest in my house, you are my way of doing a mitzvah. And I can do the mitzvah in the most mehudadik way that I want. You're my guest, and I can treat you with the most covet in the most mehudadik way that I want. Guest is a double shem kedusha. Guest becomes a chayfet shel mitzvah. It's a little bit different outlook on an achnas asarchim. We find later on, in Pasuk, Perik Yuches, Pasuk Yutes, Vayoymer Hashem, Zakas Tzadayim V'Amayra, Ki Rabba, Hashem said the screams of Tzadayim V'Amayra are great, the Chatosam, Ki Chavmai, the sins are very heavy, are a lot. And Rabbeinu Bechai says fascinating words on this Pasuk. Perik Yuches, Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk Chav, says Rabbeinu Bechai, Avo nigmar dinam. Why? What was the gemar din for Sodom and Amayra? Ba'avur avoin, because of the avera shayu mayasimes at tzedaka, because they detested, they were disgusted by tzedaka. For hayu mashkichim al aniyehem, they didn't watch over their aniyim, v'yavriyim and their friends shayu mutolim barov, who were in hunger. And then Rabbeinu Bechai says a little bit later on, v'dava misayavu, it's something meus, disgusting. Sheyera adam es minoy, a person sees other human beings, mutal barov, lying in hunger, for who asher v'saveya mikoltov, and he is wealthy, he is satisfied with everything good, ve'einoy merachem alav l'hosh v'snafshoy. He does a rachmanis on someone who's hungry to revive him, to give him what to eat. Alachas kama v'kama, definitely, al mishahu miyomosoy v'dori moy bi'achas. On someone who's from the same nation as he is, lives in the same city, and he doesn't have rachmanis on those that are hungry, it's a dovah mitzvah, it's something that's milus. And therefore Hashem destroyed the Anshei Sodayim, and he took the koma for the aniyim on Sodayim. So says Rabbeinu Bechai. Bechai Balojna says, we find by Ninveh, the pasuk tells us in Yoina that Ninveh, Hashem comes to Yoina, he wants to destroy Ninveh, because Rasam, they were very bad, and yet we find that Hashem sends Yoina to warn Ninveh and give them a warning to do tshuva. By Sodom, there's no warning. Hashem comes to Avram, I'm destroying Sodom. Avram tries, he davens, but after his tefillos, he realizes that he can't save Sodom right away. Malachim comes to Sodom, and it's over. There's no warning. Sodom didn't receive any warning to do tshuva. Ninveh, Hashem sends Yoina to do tshuva. They were bad, and they were bad. Says Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, why is it that Ninveh received the warning from Yoina and Sodom didn't? So the Chaim Volozhiner, the following motion. There was once a bank manager. He has to hire a bank teller to take care of deposits and withdrawals. So he puts an ad, he does interviews, and he hires a very nice person to be a bank teller. And the customers love him. He's very nice, good morning, good afternoon, very polite. But there's one problem. The bank manager, after going over the books at night, realizes that this bank teller can't get two and two together. And nothing is agreeing. There's more money going out, not enough. Something doesn't match with the books. And slowly but surely, he watches the bank teller, and he sees that he can't get two and two together.
He's so, giving everybody money.
He comes up to the bank teller after work, you're fired, goodbye. You can't get two and two together, you're not fit for the job, goodbye. He hires another bank teller. This bank teller is a myth, was a genius. He can add in his sleep numbers with 10 decimal places. He's an expert.
No personality.
But no personality. He's a total zero. Rough, mean, nasty.
He's a nerd.
When people walk in, oh, what do you need? No people skills like this. Like no social skills.
Yeah.
And the people complain about him. They come to the bank manager. Listen, what kind of bank teller do I have? There's no good morning. There's no manners, no metrichkeit.
It's a human capital.
So the manager calls on the teller and says, listen, the people are complaining. I'm warning you. We're giving you a chance. Improve your manners and be nicer to the people. Otherwise, you're out. So somebody asks the bank manager, how come the first bank teller, you fired on the spot? You fired right away. And the second bank teller, you gave him a warning. You better shape up. Be fair. Why don't you give the bank teller the first one a warning also? And the bank manager answered, because the first one can't count. A warning doesn't mean anything because he's not fit for the job. A warning is not going to help. The second one could do the job. He could do the malacha. He knows how to count. He knows how to add. But he just doesn't do it. He's not doing it in a proper way. So him, he deserves a warning. So the Chaim Balozhin, the same is true. The people in Nineveh weren't that bad. Their evil wasn't like the Anshei Sadoim against Stoka, against Aniyim. So for them, there was hope still. There was help. A warning would help. A warning could straighten them out. A warning might help. They'll do tshuva. So Hashem sent Yoina to give them a warning. Mashen came, my Sadoim, they were so evil, were so bad, rotten to the core. There wasn't a shred of decency in the people of Sadoim that Hashem knew that a warning, it's a bracha v'atogah, there's no use in giving a warning. They can't add two and two together. They can't add two and two together. A warning is not going to help. And therefore Hashem did not give the people of Sadoim a warning. People in Nineveh deserved a warning, a taka from the warning they deserved. They turned around and they did tshuva. The Beis HaLevi, said over the Beis HaLevi, that there are two very nice Beis HaLevis in this week's parasha. V'anoichi off of Eifer. Avram says to Hashem, I'm but dust and earth. I'm anoichi off of Eifer. In Perik, Yudches, Pasik, Chav Zayin, Vayan Avram, Vayoymar, and but dust and earth. And the Beis HaLevi says, what was Avram telling Hashem? What did Avram say? I'm dust and earth. Avram was saying, I'm not worthy of my tefillos being answered. I'm not worthy. I'm just dust and earth. Says the Beis HaLevi, dust and ashes, off of Eifer. Dust, earth and ashes are two opposites. Earth or dust
has a future.
Was never anything in the past. Earth didn't have a past. But it has a future. You can take a piece of earth and you can plant. Food could grow. Wheat could grow. You can take earth and make kelim out of it. You can make something out of it. So earth has a future without a past. Ashes are just the opposite. Ashes had a past. It was once something. But now it has no future. It was burnt. It was destroyed. It once was an item that was burnt and now it's destroyed. So Avram was saying to Hashem, Anochi off of Eifer. I'm an honor of, I have nothing on my own, whether it's in the past, or whether in the future, it's nothing that's mitzad me, it's all from Hashem, anoichi off of Eifer. The Gemara tells us, b'schus Avram saying, anoichi off of Eifer, Klal Yisrael was zeichet the two mitzvahs. Which two mitzvahs? Offer Saita, and Eifer Parah Aduma. The earth of the Saita, we mix in the earth, the Karka HaMishkan, we mix in the Offa Shiyah, the Karka HaMishkan, we mix in the earth, together with the Mayim Chayim, with the Mayim, and the mitzvah of Eifer Parah Aduma, burning the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Says Beis HaLevi, it's beautiful, it's Mida Kineg Mida. Avram said, I'm a nothing in the past, just like offer was nothing. So Mida Kineg Mida, it was Zaycheh to the offer of Saita. What does the offer of Saita do? We don't know what happened in the past. Did she do the Aveira? Didn't she do the Aveira? Avram said, I'm an Onav, I'm nothing in the past. So Hashem gave him some mitzvah, it's Mevara the past. That clarifies the past. Offer Saita is Mevara the past. Avram said, I'm Eifer, I'm nothing in the future. Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Eifer Paraduma, the ashes of Paraduma. What does the ashes of Paraduma accomplish? It's Matar the person. Up until now, he's Tomei. Till today, for the future, he becomes Tor. So Mitzchus Avram said, I'm Eifer, I'm an Onov. In the future, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Eifer, Parah Aduma, which is Misakein, is Metara person for the future. When it comes to the Nisayon of the Akedah, Beis HaLevi. When it comes to the Nisayon of the Akedah is always referred to as the Akedah of Avram Avinu, the Nisayon of Avram. And the kash is, wasn't it Nisayon for Yitzchak also? Yitzchak is being taken to be shechted. For him, it's not a challenge. It's one of the 10 Nisayonis for Avram Avinu. It's Avram's test. And it wasn't Yitzchak's test. It wasn't the Nisayon of Yitzchak. Why is it called the Nisayon of Avram? As opposed to the Nisayon of Yitzchak. Good. Yeah, different angles. Everyone, but the Nisayon of Yitzchak, it wasn't the Nisayon for Yitzchak. He could have ran away and said, no, don't shecht me. I'm not letting. Why? What? I am part of Mutaira. Why was it called the Nisayon of Avram? Says the Beis HaLevi. You're right. It was a Nisayon for Yitzchak also. They both had Nisayonis. But there were two different Nisayonis. Yitzchak's Nisayon was to die Al Kiddush Hashem. Avram's Nisayon was to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Avram's Nisayon was to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Avram had a son after he's 100 years old. Sarah's 90 years old. His whole life is waiting for this child. the whole future depends on Yitzchak. And Hashem says, take what's most important to you. Take what you were waiting for your whole life, Yitzchak, and Shechtim, and still continue to live as a Yid, still continue to be an Oved Hashem. That was Avram's Nisayon. Since the Beis HaLevi, that's a much greater Nisayon than dying on Kiddush Hashem. A person can build up the Koyach to give his life on Kiddush Hashem. But to be able to continue and to live like that after giving away what's most dear to you, what's most important to you, and continue to live and serve Hashem, that was a greater Nisayon. And therefore it's called the Nisayon of Avram, because Avram's Nisayon was to live on Kiddush Hashem. That after he would give away Yitzchak, he would live on Kiddush Hashem. I think it's a tzaddik, I'm not 1,000% sure, who adds on, the pasuk tells us earlier, that why did Hashem love Avram? Why was Hashem so, why did Hashem have such ava and feelings towards Avram? The pasuk tells us, Ki yedativ, in pasuk per yuches yates, Ki yedativ, l'man ashi yitzav es bonov ves beso yacharov. I know that Avram commands his son and his household to follow the Shomru, to watch Derech Hashem, Lasois, Tzoko, Mishpat. Leman, therefore, Havi Hashem al Avram, Hashem brought on Avram, as a Shadibel of all the good that I spoke about him. And Rashi tells us, V'loma yedativ, Leman Hashem yitzaveh, L'fishu mitzaveh es bonov olai, Lishma derachai. He commands his sons to watch my Derech. Says of Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, take Yitzchak, Shechtim. Yitzchak was his whole connection to Hashem. Why did Hashem like Avram? Because he was Yitzaveh, his son, to follow in the Derech of Hashem. And now Hashem tells him, take that Yitzchak, which connects us together. That's our connection. And take that Yitzchak and give it up. And break, so to speak, that loving connection that we have between us. What a tremendous Nisayon. Take that Yitzchak, L'man Hashem Yitzaveh, his bottom, his base, Yacharov, and give up that which connected us together with this kasher, and give that up because Hashem commanded Avram to do so. That was a tremendous Nisayon. To give up Yitzchak, what a Nisayon. Avram's Nisayon was much greater than that of Yitzchak's. And the Beis HaLevi's words are very powerful. It's a bigger Nisayon to live Al Kiddush Hashem than it is to die Al Kiddush Hashem. How many times we go through life and we have a problem, we have a tzara, or sometimes we imagine that tzara doesn't work out and we're ready to lose it. Oh, how can I go on? I can't learn today. I can't daven today. Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem doesn't mean dying on Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem means living on Kiddush Hashem. Even though we have an assignment, we have a challenge, live up to it. Kiddush Hashem. How can we be Maisa Nefesh today? Today, living here in America, no one's going to have to be Maisa Nefesh of being a Yid. You know what Maisa Nefesh? When we have trouble, we have a problem, we overlook it. We live our Kiddush Hashem. We give up something that's choshev to us in order to be served, in order to serve Hashem. We're having a soyin. Should we come learn? Should we go to shul? Should we do a chesed? Should we not? We give up something that's important to us to serve Hashem. That's our Kiddush Hashem. Then the sign of the Akedah was to live our Kiddush Hashem. Just want to end off with a medrash. The medrash brings down that a 90-year-old Zokain came to Avram Avinu. Vayita Eishah Bever Shava, a 90-year-old man came to Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu fed this guest to eat. And after the guest finished his eating, the 90-year-old man, he says to Avram Avinu, thank you. And Avram says, not me, thank me. Thank the creator of the world. Thank Hashem who created the world, that created all the beautiful trees and fruit in the world. Thank Hashem. And the old Zokin says, you have it all wrong. My father taught me that this idol is the one who brings down all the fruits into the world. And the Zokin takes out a getchka that he has, an idol that he has, and he says to Avram, this is who I worship. And Avram said to him, you mean to tell me that this idol created the world? How could he be so ridiculous? You bought this idol in the store. How could you even think that this idol created the world, brought down the fruits? And Avram, the Medrash, spent 6 hours talking to the Zokin. 6 hours, and he didn't get anywhere. The Zokin refused to budge. He doesn't want to thank Hashem. He's not Moida. And Avram said, okay, if that's the case, says Moshalom, the Zokin left. After the Zokin leaves, Hashem comes to Avram. And Hashem says to Avram Avinu, I'm waiting 90 years for this Zokin, this old man, to do tshuva. And you couldn't wait with him another hour or two? You couldn't give him another hour or two? I'm waiting 90 years for this Zokin to do tshuva. And you couldn't wait another hour or two? Avram runs out, calls back the Zokin, apologizes for sending him away, sits down with him, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, until the Zokeh is Moida, that Hashem created the world. He says, Hashem hu Akim, the God of Avram, is the God of the world, and the Zokeh does, and the Zokeh does the Shuvah. So says the Medrash. Powerful Medrash. Powerful Medrash. Hashem's waiting 90 years, and you can't give an hour of your time. How many times it comes to do a chesed to somebody, and we have all the cheshbonis in our head. I can't. It's, hey, this, I'm busy with this, I'm busy with that. Hashem is waiting for that chesed. Hashem is waiting for it. 90 years. That's an hour of your time. It's 2 hours of your time. Good. A person has to know how to balance, how to have a healthy balance in life. But we also have to know that there's time that, there is time to do chesed. A person has to find that healthy balance in life. We should all be zaycha to take the lessons of the parsha, to live out Kiddush Hashem, to be able to do chesed, and to be able to go out, help others. We should all be zaycha, b'schus, the learning that we do, the chesed that we do, to be zaycha to see refuas, yeshuas, but we should take me zaycha to see mishtichs again here, if you may know. Amen.